We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano program. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us this Monday. All right, talking about Corn Pop, Joe Biden, Kavanaugh, what's behind it is to potentially chill Kavanaugh, to stoke more impeachment cries across the board against all these guys, including President Trump, which by now, I think it's a matter of faith. It's a loser. Kavanaugh's not going to be impeached. Going after the FBI, saying the FBI was in the tank, conspiracy, 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 and the New York Times further, if possible, embarrassing itself to a lower level, if that's possible, by what they've been tweeting out on all this. All right, side question today, too. Who would you like to have a beer with that is deceased? Somebody sent me an email, Betsy Ross. Yeah, it'd be good to bring Betsy Ross back under threat of death with the flag and say, hey, that flag sucks. Kaepernick says it. Kaepernick won a creative arts Emmy last night. It's some kind of...
What?
Yeah, there's a... there is an Emmys. The Emmys are, I think, this coming week at some point, the 20th or something. But last night was a variant on that. It's called the Creative Arts Emmys. I'm not sure if it is the Emmys or not. He won for that commercial
that
he
did
with Nike commercial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the replay of the live play of All in the Family, that won too.
That won?
Yes, that won something in the Creative Arts.
That was terrible.
Oh,
that,
please stop it. It was good considering what they were up against.
What, the All in the Family remake?
Yeah, the
it was
All in the Family.
Terrible.
No, it wasn't terrible.
No, it was horrible.
No, it was a good shot.
You liked it?
Yes, I did. It was a good shot.
It was I thought it was one of the worst things I've seen on TV recently.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So Norman Lear won. He becomes the oldest winner at 97 of that. Okay.
Well, good for Norman Lear, but...
Yeah, okay. Look, it's hard to do a live thing. They're not used to doing it. Woody Harrelson was bad. I agree, as Archie Bunker, but...
And so was Edith. The two most important people were
horrible.
Yeah,
Marissa Tomei, we said it's too attractive to be Edith. Didn't quite get it. Overdid it a little bit. Yeah, it's good, but I like Marissa Tomei in anything, but she shouldn't have been Edith.
Did it include the Jeffersons remake, too?
I think it was
just for All in the Family?
I think it was the whole thing.
Because Jeffersons redeemed it a little bit. That was a little bit better.
Oh, boy. I thought that was kind of flat, the Jeffersons. But, all right, I just longed to see it again and to see if you could do it on TV. So, all right, now... So, new conservative publication coming our way, local, by people that apparently have backing and they have credentials as conservatives. It's going to be called Broad and Liberty. I only found out about this. It's an inside story. When you do that, you run into different things. And it should be up and running tomorrow or soon this week. Soon as it is, we'll tell you to take a look and see if you would consume that. So it brings up the question. We know nationally what people do, but what do you do locally? You know, people used to buy newspapers. I don't think that's happening. You can see the circulation level is incredibly down. Or at least go to the website of the locals. Bucks County has a paper. Delaware County Times with Phil over there. You have the Inquirer Daily News. And then you have the local TV stations. What do you do to consume to get news, particularly if it's news that's more of the local outlets that they're doing? Do you just watch it to see what the weather? Well, there's a million places to get the weather. Probably better, right? Sports, it's 2 minutes. Yet they still have numbers of people that watch. There's no doubt. Where do you go to get what you think is objective, honest news locally? Well, that's the void this is hoping to fill by bringing in kind of a magazine form and some heavy hitter and we'll talk with the guy next week who's the architect of this. I'm glad to see it. We're going to see finally, are there enough people out there? Because the Inquirer and Daily News are still big businesses. I didn't look at the circulation figures of the paper today, but there are any number of people that are happy with that. Some people have been sending me stuff today, for example, with Kavanaugh, what they put into various editions of the Inquirer about Kavanaugh versus where we are now with the Kavanaugh story and the stuff that's left out. A lot of people don't like their coverage of Israel. I think it's biased, too, anti-Israel. But there's any number of, oh, okay, when we covered the Haverford Township story, I saw it completely differently from the way they were writing it. And they had people there covering it. I just saw it as a different take on that, the way they were characterizing the Proud Boys and everything else. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. What's your Inquirer circulation, Dan says, it's only 101,000 people. That's for the daily, right? Maybe the Sunday.
That's for the daily. Count. Sunday has fallen to 201,000.
God, that used to be, I pick a date, I seem to remember at times where it was a 500,000 or 700,000.
Yeah, Sunday circulation in 2002 was 747,000.
Wow, what's it now?
201.
Oh, my goodness. Now, some of this is people of your generation, millennials, suddenly, oh, I'm not going to get my fingers. I'm going to curl up with a cup of coffee and a laptop to read the Sunday paper. Look, I get it. Other days of the week, maybe you don't want the paper. But on a Sunday, yeah, there's still something with the paper, lolling around, drinking your coffee, doing whatever. All right, so 855-839-1210. What's your source of news? Obviously, that's dropped. If you're in Bucks County, what is it? If you're in Chester County, if you're in Delaware County. Now, those local papers still have pretty good circuit. Well, they probably have dropped too, but that is a stunning drop. New York Times, during this period of time, is not dropping. I don't think they're dropping. It's the resistance. They can't get enough going after Trump, that kind of thing. But I'm talking about on a local level, other than Talk Radio 1210, and thank you for that, as a source of what's going on and what's really behind it, like the Kavanaugh thing. What's behind it is it opens up another front, it revivifies the resistance, and it says to Kavanaugh, you better not be, in their view, extreme on these cases coming up. You better not be a strict constructionist, conservative justice, because if you are, we're going to continue to at least embarrass you. Now, I don't think Kavanaugh is going to sue. President Trump is right to suggest this. What the New York Times has done here, it's very difficult when you're a public figure. You have to understand this, and it's probably gone too far. I actually won, Dan. I'm proud of this. I didn't get a trophy for it. When I was in law school, my moot court debate with like 50 other people was Sullivan versus the New York Times. And it was about the definition of a public figure. Was this guy Sullivan a public figure that was wronged? And if he was, then you have to improve, you have to paraphrase, just complete disregard for the truth. You just are malice. You know it's wrong, mm-hmm. or you're just completely reckless. That's a real high standard.
Yeah.
And the bigger the public figure goes up, the more the courts are going to say, like Trump, who has universal. Trump might have 100%, almost 100% name recognition, okay? So that means then you basically can't win if you sue. I don't know that Kavanaugh could win. But it would be interesting to do it, to challenge just in the way that Trump talks about. But President Trump knows you can't win these that easily. So what's your source of local news? Would you be interested in this Broad and Liberty is the name of this outfit now? Been talking to them over the weekend. And Joe Scarborough, we're going to play coming up. Even he makes a great point. Joe, morning Joe, about the New York Times and what's going on here. So we'll play that for you coming up. It's as close as he can get to being on the money. Love to hear from you, though. Do you just completely block out? How many news sources do we have here that are fairly significant? Inquirer, Daily News, the local TV channels, KYW,
Philly Mag.
Philly Mag, Philly Voice that we have on. All those local newspaper, Bucks County Courier Times, the Intelligencer, Delco Times, the Westchester Daily. I'm not sure Chester County at this point. Well, Westchester. So we have all those outlets. There's got to be a couple dozen at least. Do you just bypass all them? You've had it. And those numbers from Dan, wow. Woo! 700,000 down to 200,000, even for that Sunday paper type of thing. What's driving that? What are people not getting? Some of it is the objectivity. Dom Giordano show. I'll play that Scarborough clip later in the show, but Molly Hemingway, who's often on the show from The Federalist, makes the point, this hit on Kavanaugh is just another example. These guys do not, in the tweets, in the material that's been let out, the article that's been let out, they don't disclose that the woman that they say was assaulted by Kavanaugh doesn't remember any of this. They do say it in their book, though. I mean, you just... And the tweet from the New York Times is an all-timer about this. Having a penis thrust in your face at a drunken party may seem like harmless fun. Where are these guys? But when Brett Kavanaugh did it to her, Deborah Ramirez says it confirmed she didn't belong at Yale in the first place. She doesn't remember any of this. So I told you about Broad and Liberty. We're excited when this is up. I don't know if it'll be up tomorrow or not. As soon as it is, I'll tell you. We're going to have the chief guy on. He's in Europe today, but I hope to have him on soon. Why is local news in such trouble? Particularly, you heard some of those figures from the Inquirer. George in Northwest Philly is next. Hey, George, good morning.
Dom, good morning. I'm very interested in that topic because every Sunday I'm torn. I would love to read the local news in the Inquirer.
Right.
Except that there's nothing in it. And I'll give you an example. You can, if the Inquirer is $4.95, $5 for the Sunday paper.
Yes.
The New York Times is $6. I go through the Inquirer in 5 minutes, 10 minutes at the most. It's nothing but ads. And then they tell you, which is ridiculous, that you've got $3,000 worth of coupons. And then from the New York Times. In the New York Times, there's lots of news. It takes me all morning to read through the New York Times.
That is a great point. I notice it myself how light it is, even in their featured stuff and all that. It is. It's incredibly light.
Right. And that's the problem. I want to read the local news. There's nothing there but ads. And so it's not worth the $5, although I enjoy reading the newspaper on Sunday morning with my coffee.
Absolutely, but, George. That's a great point. Now, who's a person you'd like to have a beer with?
Malcolm X, probably didn't drink.
No, yeah, that's right. But Malcolm X
I'll have a beer. He could have a coffee.
Well, I don't think he'd have coffee. But before he became Malcolm X, he's still Malcolm X. He drank then, big time. So, yeah, what a fascinating figure. That's a guy I'd love to interview. Given the politics of today, because he was really an outside-the-box thinker.
He did a thesis early on. It was called The Ballot of the Bullet.
Right.
And I think that over time, it was the right thing because as people thought about it and really got into the actual practice, it became the ballot. And I think that was the better way to go. The ballot resulted in a Barack Obama. No telling what the bullet would have resulted in.
So absolutely.
That's the guy I would like to explore that with more. I think he was before his time with that PC.
Big time, big time. Thank you, George. Malcolm X, that is a great one. All right, Dan, you say the circulation, daily circulation of the Daily News is what?
19,192.
Wow.
This is all just so everyone has a source. PhillyMag.com back in 7/18/2019, July 18th, wrote that they obtained an internal memo sent by the Philadelphia Inquirer. And in the story that was written up about it, they listed the circulation numbers as of May 7th. and that says that, which it was 373,000 copies in 2002, it's down to 101,000. So Sunday circulation dropped over the same period from 747,000 in 2002 down to 201,000.
Wow. And that, for the Daily News, is a shocker. So, by the way, later this week, shameless self-promotion, I'll be unveiling my first column for a newspaper chain. We'll tell you about that. We might even have somebody on. I hope you'll read it. You can find it online or buy the paper. And this Broad and Liberty is intriguing. All right, Andy in Marlton's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Yeah, I get most of my news. I still, and I don't know why I do this, but I switch from the Bulletin when it went out of business, and then I went to the Inquirer. So I've been doing this for, you know, a long, long time, and I don't know why I continue to do it. I do it digital now because I get tired of sporadic delivery.
Okay.
And I like to get it early in the morning. You know, I'm not a Democrat. I have a job. You know, you know, yeah. I get up, I start my day early, I get that out of the way, you know, and I get tired of the Inquirer telling me that we're sorry for your delivery. Call back later, and someone will be able to tell you why you didn't get it by 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, I'm well in the
way. Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to hear your review of Broad and Liberty as soon as they're, I mean, it's going to be established this week. I just got the news on Friday, yeah.
A little bit more on that. I am amazed. Well, really not amazed, because most people like me, I think, have already left the Inquirer, because it's their editorial creep into their reporting, just the way they do everything. It's an extremely liberal paper. They know that, and they're proud of that. Your producer there said there's only about 30,000 people that get it digitally. I can't believe that. It's tough getting used to it. Once you transition right to digital, it's easy.
I hear you. Give me, Andy, who's the person you want to have a beer with?
Well, I'd like to sit down. Maybe I'd have a grog or an ale. George Washington.
Great choice. It's Don time on a Monday. Welcome in. So chocolate milk, the next target. That's de Blasio's latest. What is it with progressives and food choices? This has gone on for a long time. It's a part of the, you know, just micromanage every single aspect of life they can get their hands on. They know better. By the way, Alec Baldwin had this roast, and we'll play you some of the stylings of his daughter. Remember the little piggy reference? That was one of the roasters. I'm not a fan of roasts, but let's step in to the morning show, the vortex of Joe from the morning show here for a second. Yes? Where's Rod Serling for the introduction? Rod Serling would give up and say, people are never going to believe this.
You are now entering into the Joe zone.
You will not get out without saying The Honeymooners or something like that is the greatest show of all time. So, Joe, we're talking about people that are deceased as a side topic today, having a beer with them. You had your first beer, you told Dan, over the weekend.
I did. First time in honor of my friend's 21st birthday.
All right, and how long did it take you? Were you pounding back beers as a result, like Kavanaugh, as a result of this, or what?
Oh, yes. I think I rival Brett Kavanaugh. It took me 3 hours to finish one bottle of beer. Angry Orchard.
It's not a beer.
Yes, it is. It's a beer.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a hard cider.
That's a hard cider. We're back to that hard cider stuff. Or a hard.
No, I was told that was a beer.
Oh, we get deeper and deeper into the vortex stuff.
All right. No, it's deeper and deeper. That doesn't qualify. That's... My God.
Angry Orchard. Who told you it's a beer?
They all told me it was a beer.
All right, we can't count that. So you got to go back to the laboratory and have a beer and then tell us about that.
I'm about to send him down to the liquor store to grab a beer.
Yes.
I'm going to
get
10, me.
It's only 10:21 in the morning.
That's right. That'd be a good time for it. The Vortex of Joe.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
Yeah, now in a poll. Oh, my. And you actually hear the thing there. She, like, they put him in the refrigerator, you know. She's got to be one of the last people I can't imagine up close and personal. You know, I think Hillary gets a bad rap in some ways versus Hillary is not as big of a stiff as these other Democrats are. many of these on the
What are you talking about?
She's not.
Hillary's the stiffest of all stiffs.
No, I don't think so. I think Elizabeth Warren, just look at the outfits. Just look at the whole thing.
The weirdest thing about me is that I don't sweat.
All right. So Hillary's there, too. But I got some great ones over the weekend. You know, Joe Biden is officially now the crazy uncle-in-chief. That's what he's running for, to be our crazy uncle-in-chief nationally. And Biden has Corn Pop as his imaginary enemy. He's gone not friend, but enemy. T-Bone is the imaginary friend, it's obvious, of Cory Booker. The best suggestion so far, the imaginary friend of Elizabeth Warren, Tonto. It's a character named Tonto. Although, Joe, you would know this, right? Dan would not, but you're a fan of this. Best suggestion on Twitter of what Elizabeth Warren reminds people of, Jane Hathaway. You remember what show that was?
Gunsmoke?
No, Beverly Hillbillies.
No.
She was the secretary to the guy managing the money of the Beverly Hillbillies. That must have been on Nick at Night. So there is a Jane Hathaway in Elizabeth Warren. Definitely. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. Yeah, Joe Biden, the crazy uncle-in-chief. That's the role we'd like to have, the official role, rather than president. Let's go to Joe. Joe's in Reading on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Morning, Don. Nice to talk to you.
Same here, Joe.
I was talking to your producer about the new school system.
Yes.
The Biden needs to complete the indoctrination. He needs to start putting them on bread and water, because that's what they're going to be getting eventually with the communist regime. These people want to start running all over the place.
Yeah, well put. And Joe, here's the thing. They're all over the place. Well, consistency and progressives don't go together. I looked up the food that you get in the New York, and it's ghastly, the prepackaged, that sort of stuff. Yet they center in on chocolate milk. It's just amazing. They pick a target, go after it. It's not rational even. Look, the socialism I get, but it's not even rational.
Well, don't forget, there's not going to be any cows to give chocolate milk, remember?
Well, that's right.
You got to get them off of that milk now.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're going to be vaping, too, with the flavors. They're going to be taking care of that. That's what it's about. I think there's a strawberry suggestion. Now, what kid says, yeah, I didn't get my strawberry milk today? Immediately, I put that kid a file out. There's some problem here.
Strawberry milk is fantastic.
Oh, strawberry milk. No, this kid is going to be, no, deranged.
That'd be
That's
better than chocolate milk.
No, or skim me the skim. I'm watching my figure. You know, a kid in the fifth grade. Yeah.
All right.
Who's your person you'd have the beer with?
Nikolai Tesla. Could be very boring or very interesting, one or the other.
Oh, my Tesla. What do you want from that guy?
I want to know some stuff. What makes him tick, mostly.
All right. I think he's incredibly overrated.
I think
overrated.
That's a great answer.
No, he's incredibly overrated. Nikolai. Is it Nikolai or is it Nicholas?
Nikola
Tesla. Yeah, he's going to build a train to the moon, too, along with AOC. All right, I'll put down Tesla. I don't think he makes a cut here so far, though. Let's go to David in Doylestown, the capital city of the PhD moms. How are things in the capital city, David?
Oh, fantastic.
Good
morning to you.
Thank you.
I am an ex-employee of the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News.
Okay.
And in 2000, the Sunday circulation exceeded 1 million.
Wow. Yeah, I knew it was huge, but I remember the 700,000 figure. Imagine 1 million people waiting for that big, bulky Philadelphia Inquirer to be on your doorstep.
And on weekdays, the circulation of the Inquirer was close to 750,000, combined with the Daily News, which at that time was at 250,000. Today, their entire week doesn't come to one day or one Sunday. It's amazing, absolutely amazing.
Now, some of it is due to the fact people don't want to buy newspapers anymore, and with the millennials are crushing this. But some of it, you're right, is the ideological bent that people are just not going to support that.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And my favorite person to have a beer with is Teddy Roosevelt.
Now, I have a mixed opinion about Roosevelt. Fascinating guy. I love it that the speech was so long, David, when he was shot in his chest. the bullet was stopped by how many papers he had there. But this guy was one of these biggest progressives imaginable as far as government intervention and all. But, yeah, fascinating character, though, without a doubt.
And that's why I chose him. I would love to know what his logic was behind the tremendous progressive movements he was in favor of.
Yeah, we had a guy last week, Dan, who called in, and he said, you know, I got to hear more on Woodrow Wilson. Look, Teddy Roosevelt did good things. Woodrow Wilson was just the architect of setting progressivism and this scolding type of we know better, the intellectual elite. He's the one that triggered a lot of the stuff we see today. Now, the one I blame the most is LBJ. I've always said he's one of the most infamous figures in American history. He gave us the war on poverty, which devolved to wreck urban America. There's no doubt about it in my mind. And he did it in an era where it was much more difficult to do stuff like that. President Obama had a more willing audience with all the money he spent. But no, LBJ is the architect of a lot of urban misery and a lot of these failed government programs that not only have cost trillions of dollars, but have just changed lives for the negative. They've changed our society. All right, but I'll put that down, though. Teddy Roosevelt, Da Vinci, Jefferson, Tesla. I kind of like Malcolm X the most, but let me go to Mike here on Talk Radio 1210 in Hatfield. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dom, how you doing? I just wanted to—I think you were mistaken. The guy just called in Nikola Tesla.
Yes.
One of the greatest inventors of all time. He just didn't get credit for it. I think you were.
I conflated him with the other guy. Oh, yes.
Did you really?
Yeah. I don't know why I did that. Faux pas. You're right. Thanks for calling me on it. Yep,
Tesla,
I did.
He invented everything.
That's right. No, I redraw that. Dan, that's a good choice. You're right. Not the other
guy. Thank you, Dom. I appreciate you.
Well, you know, sometimes people make a mistake. All right, let's get rid of that.
It
never happened. All righty. Who's the person you'd have a drink with?
That's a tough one. I would have to go maybe Ben Franklin or Washington, one of the founding fathers.
Ben Franklin, not a good choice on this show, but I'll put it down. He's not. It's overrated.
Joe has a really good one, believe it
or not. Yeah, who do you have, Joe?
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney is an excellent one.
Yeah, is
Walt Disney still on ice, so to speak? We're unclear
about
that.
Let's unfreeze him for a beer.
Yeah, that may be a myth. Let's see. Yeah, Walt Disney could come back and have a beer and see how Disney's going.
I think so.
I don't know that he'd like the ideological bent. He might like how much it's grown, but that's a great... Yeah, Disney is a really good one.
For a man who was Frozen, I don't know if he'd like Frozen.
I'm still reeling from making my first mistake in months, just months, that I conflated those two things.
I can't believe you thought Tesla was the inventor of Tesla.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get the first name in the heat of it. All right. Don't hold that against me at public events if you see me. I didn't mess up. Come on. It's a tough job. It's like landing airplanes here. Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in, everyone. People loving this Who Would You Have a Beer With That's Deceased. Okay? Think of the choices. So Dan's dad, who is a great... he won a Pulitzer, right, Dan?
Finalist for a Pulitzer.
A finalist. Well, I'm not a finalist, so that's... I know how rarefied that air is and has been at several papers, including the Inquirer. He'd like to do that with Upton Sinclair. Now, that is a really interesting choice. Muckraker. I don't know if Sinclair was the number one muckraker. Was it Lincoln Steffens? But it was a whole genre of journalist. And Philadelphia, what was that immortal quote? I think it was Lincoln Steffens, centered on Philadelphia. Fat, corrupt, and they're loving it. I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. They're just loving being in the muck. It could have been written about today, about Philadelphia. So when you call in what we're talking about, hit us with that person you'd love to have a beer with that is deceased. And I mentioned this food stuff with de Blasio, just the latest example. It's almost like, and I could see if we put this out there, people might say, you know, that sounds like the Onion. It sounds like you're making it up, Dan, but it could be true. That progressives have like a radar system they've developed. And anything that people really enjoy, the radar system goes off, you know? Yep, they're enjoying it. So we have to get in there and we have to take away some of this enjoyment. And just think about the people that would go along with this stuff. You know, the people that resist, that's one thing. But the people that say, well, you know, that makes a good point. If they're saying this, maybe my kid shouldn't be drinking chocolate milk. You know, they're enjoying it. There's something wrong with that if you're enjoying it. We could probably come up with 1,000 items one way or another, from light bulbs, a certain type of light bulb that people like, to Second Amendment rights of various sorts, where, you know, deep down, they don't like it. They don't like fun. They're opposed to it. And if I just went out there and said, oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard this now. You know, the rumor is that they have a radar system. And it goes off in the Warren, the Elizabeth Warren administration, fat chance. They're going to be deploying this. And when people are having too much fun at anything, like driving your car, people like I do to drive. I don't mind driving. There you go. There you go. Yes. It's like we're in subterranean. We have to be hiding. People enjoy talk radio, a fairness doctrine. We got to do something about that. What else will they strike at next? How many things have they already attacked? And vaping, the vaping hysteria right now is the latest item on the agenda. A lot of developments over the weekend around that. The Inquirer has on their editorial page a guy, smoking is smoking, and how this has to be stopped for the good of, finally, people are coming around to this. And sadly, President Trump, at least on paper, saying, oh, yeah, yeah, we have to be going after this.
Sugary drinks?
Sugary drinks, the soda tax. You know, and the people that like the soda tax are these maniacs that live, they actually have it by zip codes or whatever, where people support it. There was a big survey of this. And they're in the Center City crowd here who think, because they ride a bike and are obnoxious, hey, check out the naked bike ride. If those people are from Center City, they're not doing so well in their program of banning stuff. They're the ones that like all this stuff because they think they're better. They're not stupid. They're not going to be drinking sugary drinks. And they have to look out for those who are too stupid to know the hazards of big soda. And Jim Kenney's there to protect them. Jim Kenney ought to get on a scale. That's what I'd like to see. All right, so we got toy guns, Happy Meals, Goldfish, Barbie dolls. You can add to the list here. It is almost like there is a radar they have, and some signal goes off and tells them people are enjoying this. There's something wrong. Oh, I know one that they've stopped too. It's really out of the box. The Pledge of Allegiance, Dan. That's a good one. The father-daughter dance. Because in some places they used to do that, the father-daughter dance. I think it's a sweet, I think it's a tremendous thing. And they stopped it because, this was in Rhode Island at least, we talked about this. One girl's dad was an absentee dad who had absconded the whole thing. So they said, well, you can get another male to come and be a certain. No, 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 we don't want to do that. So we got to stop the father-daughter dance. How often have we seen that where people enjoy something, but somebody can't participate, so they want to shut it down? There's just a million things that are fun. Now, I don't know that I can defend the lawn dart. Don't force me to defend that, which I think was fun, but there were some problems with the lawn dart. BB guns, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. 855-839-1210. You might have one of those. You can jump on right now here on Talk Radio 1210. The latest now, New York City, poised to ban chocolate milk. And I look at the breakdown that they have. They say, our priority is the health and well-being of our students. Now, your priority is to tell people how to live. Los Angeles eliminated chocolate milk in 2011, brought it back in 2017 after kids were rejecting milk altogether. San Francisco banned flavored milk shortly after 2016. So they're one that still has it. I think you can get a chocolate milk in Philadelphia. All right? So this craziness that everything in the world has to be banned. There's a secret, there's a radar. Let's go to Tony in Nazareth on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tony.
Hi, Dom.
Hi, Tony.
I'm so glad I'm home today to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Now, are you in the Mario Andretti, Nazareth, PA?
Yes, I am.
All right, drag racing. Ban that. Yes. Go ahead. Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that I would like to have a drink with corn pone. I'm sorry, corn pop and T-bone.
Oh, my God, you broke the code. You must be a program director. You brought together the whole show today. Corn pop from Joe Biden
corn
and T-bone.
Corn pop was a bad dude.
Yeah, T-bone from Cory Booker. Have a drink with them. That would be a great. How about Tano, the imaginary friend of Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, maybe throw Aunt B in there, too.
Yeah, yes. Hey, Tony, I do hope you'll call again. I love that. Cornpone and corn pop and T-bone. Marking them down. Thank you, Tony. Great one. That's going to be hard to beat, Dan. I still like Malcolm X, but corn pop and T-bone.
Corn pop was a bad dude.
God, just the point of emphasis. You know, the line that got me out of there the most is Biden talking about putting straight razors in rain barrels. That's the thing. I just don't understand, you know, why you'd be doing that or why he came up with that. And the chains. He loves the chains.
He said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke. There's a guy named Bill Wright, Mouse, the only white guy, and he did all
the Mouse?
He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where mechanics, where all the pool filter is. You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out.
6 foot of chain?
With that chain.
That's a big chain.
And you walk to the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. I said, you kidding me? He said, no, if you don't come back. And he was right. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car. And they had, in those days, you used to remember the straight razors, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get
why
them rusty.
Why are you getting these razors rusty? What's the goal? And Dan, look, you want enough chain, you know, the great scene in Cape Fear, the new Cape Fear, not the original Cape Fear, when they hit De Niro with the chain, a chain guy, right? But I don't think you want 6 feet of chain, do you? That's an awful long thing because you have to tighten it enough to be able to swing it effectively.
Do they actually use chains? Because when I think of pool dividers, I think of those big buoy-looking things. Can you imagine walking to the car?
I think the New York Times ought to be investigating that rather than the harmless penis that they're talking about at the party with Kavanaugh. God.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.